Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, as airs with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
How are you enjoying these very cool nights?
I know. I woke up this morning and I left my windows open all night, and it was 17 degrees in my house last night. So I do love the cool weather. And you know what? This week's recipe as well is also a cool weather favorite, but with a twist. It's called lentil chili.
Okay. Everybody likes a good bowl of chili. And as you say, this one with a twist. So Sydney, take it away.
Yeah, so chili is not only a great comfort food, but it's actually quite nutritious. The beans that we typically see in chili add a great amount of fiber, and you can really add any type of veggie to your chili that you like, whether that be diced green pepper or shredded carrots or tomatoes, mushrooms, or even sweet potato as well. To make this recipe, though, first, you're going to brown 1 pound of lean ground beef in a frying pan with a bit of chopped onion and some garlic. Drain off any excess fat and then add a can of tomato sauce, 1 can of whole mushrooms, a bit of water or beef broth, some chili powder, and instead of beans, this recipe also calls for 2 cups of canned green lentils. Lentils are actually in the same family as beans. So they're also a great source of fiber, which is great for our digestive system, our cholesterol, and our blood sugar management. But many people find that they're actually a bit easier to digest. So if you're not a fan of beans, maybe give lentils a try. They might actually surprise you. And you're going to bring that mixture to a boil, then reduce the heat and simmer for about 1 hour. And as a last step, you're going to add 1 tablespoon of white vinegar, and that gives this chili a bit of a tangier note. Allow that to simmer for about 15 more minutes, and then ladle your chili into bowls and serve with a nice crusty roll for a well-balanced meal that's also great for leftovers for lunches.
Oh, absolutely. And what is it about chili? It's just such a great comfort food, isn't it?
It really is. It's such a hearty meal. There's so many nutrients in there. And like I said, it's so great to freeze and have leftovers for lunches or busy weeknights as well.
And the great thing about chili, you can really change it up, like using lentils or, you know, such the variety of beans that are available. You can really change things up with the chili recipe.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can throw chickpeas in there. You can do your traditional kidney beans. You can do black beans, maybe do some avocado on top for a bit of a Mexican sort of a flair. Even, you know, ground turkey or ground chicken. You really can, you know, make it to suit whatever your needs are.
All right. We'll have that recipe of the week available, of course, on our socials and at mystratfordnow.com. Now, Sydney, good news and maybe not so good news. Not so good news. You'll be off for the next couple of weeks, but all for a very important event in your life, Sydney.
Yes, unfortunately, I will be taking a little bit of time off over the next few weeks, so there won't be a recipe of the week because I am getting married next Saturday. So I will be off for a few weeks, but I'm really looking forward to returning and sharing all the great memories with everybody who's listening. So I'm looking forward to getting back and getting back into the recipes of the week in mid-October.
Oh, Sydney, well, we wish you all the best and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Are you going off on a honeymoon right away, or are you just taking some time to yourself and with the kittens?
You know what? We do have a little bit of a gap before we go on our honeymoon to spend some time with the kittens and apologize to them before we leave them for a week. And then we're off to Spain for a week.
Oh, my goodness. And can we do a shout out for your fiance? I don't think we've mentioned his name.
Yes, absolutely. My fiance's name is Kyle. And we're both super, super excited for our wedding next Saturday. I can't believe it's coming up so quickly.
Oh, my. I'm sure all the wedding plans are firmed and final.
We're working on it.
It's a work in progress. Well, Sydney, we wish you all the best. Congratulations and have an absolutely wonderful day. And we'll talk and chat again in a couple of weeks' time. Have a wonderful wedding and a super honeymoon. All the best.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamie, and I hope that all the listeners out there have a great next few weeks and a great Thanksgiving as well, and we will chat once I'm back in mid-October. Perfect.